This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Yes, the man was correct in that lofty introduction. My name is Pedro Fernandez, the often imitated but never duplicated undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio waves, folks, having defended that belt now, forget this, better than 35 years. Today, I pose most of my attention on the sport of the UFC. I take it back, the UFC brand, mixed martial arts, the passhole, and I'm talking about John Jones, figure passhole, take off the P. You know what I'm talking about, right? The former light heavyweight champion of the world, testing positive again for steroids the third time. Man, they banned my buddy Frank Mir for 2 years for the same thing, folks. But they want to give John Jones a pass. They relocated the pay-per-view and the entire card. They moved it from Las Vegas to the Forum in Los Angeles. Holy cow, everybody's inconvenienced. Don't buy the card on pay-per-view. Protest the UFC right now, but we'll hear from the UFC stars. We'll hear from John Jones, the piece of spit that he is, a spit with an H. And, of course, we'll also hear from Brendan Schaub, of course, stand-up comedian, former UFC fighter. And, of course, he was the guy that sort of told the UFC to go put it in their hat a couple of years ago when they brought in that Nike advertising that took away his ability to advertise on his trunks, which cost him about $80,000 a fight. Straight up, Brendan Schaub, we'll hear from John Jones. Hey, we'll hear John Jones be put on the spot today. He's a punk. You'll hear it straight up right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines all around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the guilt-free, no commitment, studio text line. The number, 415-275-1613. The text line, once again, 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Ring Talk live on Sports Byline.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That is just a fact of life.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 35 years of radio presence. Let me set the table for you. That's right. I'm talking about the scandal of the year, 2019, as far as the world of combat sports is concerned. Think about this. John Jones tests positive for a steroid that was in his system a couple of years ago. They're trying to say that, well, you know, it lingered. He tested clean for it, like all these tests, and then all of a sudden it came back again. It reappeared. It didn't reappear because he took the drug again. It reappeared because it reappeared. Magically, I kid you not, that's the way they did this. But, of course, Frank Mir, the former 2-time UFC heavyweight champion, he said the same thing. I hadn't taken this certain drug in like 2 years or 2 years plus. And they're saying, guess what, pal? You're off for 2 years, and that's just the way it is. Anyway, the bottom line is they moved the entire card, UFC 232, from the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada, all the way to the Forum in Los Angeles, California, moved the entire card. Instead of just moving the fight, they moved the entire card. They could have moved that one fight, Alex Gustafson, we'll hear from him in a minute, challenging John Jones for the vacant UFC light heavyweight championship, 205 pounds. Of course, a few years ago, it was Gustafson that took John Jones to the limit, to the 5-round limit. Of course, I thought he might have won that fight, but they gave it to John Jones. Anyway, Alex Gustafson is facing a guy that's basically on steroids. Here's what he has to say about it.
I'm going to put him on the mat, and I'm going to finish him.
So in your mind, you're going into this fight against a guy who's taking steroids. That's your opinion.
Well, my thoughts are I'm preparing for the best John out there on steroids. Yes, on steroids. If it's on steroids, I don't know. I think it's clean now. Honestly, I think it's clean now. Today, it's clean today. You know, it's clean, you know, for the fight. But, you know, he had 10 weeks of camp behind him and whatsoever. But it's not going to affect me anyway. It's, you know, I'm prepared for the best guy out there. I'm going to go in there and I'm just going to beat the crap out of him.
Yeah, but is the best guy because he's on performance-enhancing drugs? I mean, John Jones, this is his third trip around the world as far as steroids, exerting the steroid being caught on him. And listen, I've told you before, guys take steroids in golfing? Hey, no problem. Tiger Woods, no problem. Good. You want to swim? I got a problem with that because you're cheating. But I really got a problem when you take performance-enhancing drugs into the world of combat sports. In other words, your intent is to hurt people to begin with, and now you've got like a third hand or another knee instead of three knees. Instead of two knees, you've got three knees. In other words, you've got an added weapon you can use against this guy. I just don't think it's right. Anyway, here's John Jones, the piece of work that he is, at a press conference yesterday.
I'm going to start with a couple of questions to John. How come this is the third time we're actually taking focus from the fighters and the fights and talking about what you have in your body, whether it's a picogram or a pictogram? Why have you tested now positive?
Next question, please. Thank you.
right. Dana White, tell me, why are we still having this guy here instead of seeing a 2-year suspension like Frank Mir?
Why are we still? What's the question? Hold on.
Hold on. Sit down.
I'm sitting down. I want to take
the mic from her. Better questions. Better journalism.
I don't understand what your question is.
What's the reason? Better journalism.
You suck. Better journalism.
Hold on. Let her talk. What's the question?
What's the reason for John Jones having a picogram in his body?
That's been the topic of
this
entire...
That's why I'm asking him.
I told you, Ariel, talk to Jeff Nowitzki about that. If you want to know the science of what's going on, talk to him.
All right.
John Jones, a piece of work that is. We'll get to identifying the actual players in just a bit. But think about this. He's being asked legitimate questions at a press conference. He just tested positive. They moved an entire multi-million dollar show from Las Vegas all the way to Los Angeles on a 6-day notice, and he can't give her an answer, and the USC has no answer, and Dana White doesn't have an answer? Come on. Dana White's a piece of work. Anyway, I think the guy that best describes this is the former USC heavyweight title, heavyweight fighter. Of course, he was a guy that walked away from USC because of money. Brendan Schaub tells it like it is, baby.
So when guys fail test, who do you think finds out about it first? You guys? Me? No. Dana. And the UFC brass finds out first. And then they figure out how to manage it best. The commissions and the state commissions will find out about it. But you bet your sweet ass Nowitzki's going to be able to find out before anyone else, no matter what they tell you. And they can do damage control within the UFC realm. That's how this works. So, that being said, when Nowitzki and Dana come out together, you shouldn't look at this as, oh, he's the representative of USADA and Dana's the representative of the UFC. No, you should look at this is the UFC talking to you to try to play damage control on this situation. Jeff Nowitzki is no longer the face of USADA, meaning he is no longer the guy we hold in that high regard. He has flipped now. Somewhere along the way, I don't know when it happened, money or whatever it was, he flipped. And now you can no longer trust what he says. And you go, why, Brendan? How the f*** can you say that? Because Frank Mir failed for the exact same thing as John Jones. You know what happened to Frank Mir? He got a 2-year suspension. And you know what Frank said to them? Well, could this have been something I've done previously that it came out because I didn't take anything? They went, nope, no way possible. Doesn't work that way. 2-year suspension. Get the f*** out of here. John Jones fails the same test, and now his metabolites are even stronger than what he failed before previously. He had a 2-year ban, and now they're strong, and they go, oh, it's something he took from 18 months ago. It's just popping out again. But whoa, hold on. And this is Nowitzki saying this, and Dana saying this. Hold on. But Frank said the same thing months ago. I know. Then it didn't work. But why does it work now? Well, because, the sanctioned bodies, and we've had a lot of experts. Really? Who? Oh, and then guess what, man? Oh, you guys aren't going to believe this. Nevada won't sanction it because it's the holidays. And so we got to take the event from Las Vegas on a week's notice and change it to Los Angeles. Why? Because Nevada needs more time to look into it. Yeah, but if it's just a common mishap and you talk to all these experts and Nowitzki, who works for USADA, said it's all good, why isn't Nevada saying it's all good? They don't have enough time. Go figure. Oh, okay. So you're going to switch it for everyone just for John Jones? Yeah, I know. Okay, but again, I'm just going to go back from previous statements. Dana, didn't you say he'll never be a main event? I know. But now you're switching the entire card over to Los Angeles? I know. But look, Nowitzki says he's good. There's no way it could have happened. All right. So what's the excuse you give us? Listen, the half-life of this from 18 months ago pops up now. I'm not a drug expert. By no means. I know you guys are like, what? You're not a drug expert? I'm not. Just not, man. Not my thing. Not my forte. But what I am is I'm not gullible. I'm not stupid. So look up any drug, any steroid you want. Look at the half-lives. Doesn't work that way. They do not work that way. It doesn't work like this. It just what they're the way they're trying to flip it to the media. Just the steroids don't work this way.
You don't believe that, do you? I mean, you don't believe that snot. Come on. I mean, Brendan Schaub nailed it right then and there. You can't believe with the USC and not even, you know, because Nevada, you know, Nevada, say what you want. They're not looking to get embarrassed anymore. Of course, they were embarrassed with the Khabib and the Conor brawl afterwards and all that kind of good stuff. And, you know, I mean, they that wasn't their brightest day as far as the athletic commission was concerned. And they really don't want to look like fools again. So they decided they would put this fight off until they had more time to look at John Jones's test results. Well, guess what? California, and they decided, you know, they were cool with it. So they came to California. John Jones had a license here, I believe. So that's why they came to California. But I still think, to not inconvenience all the fighters and not burn all those poor people out of tickets. I'm talking about the ticket buyers, the people that bought tickets and went to Las Vegas. Think about this for a second, because most of the time when you buy tickets for an event like this, as far as the airline tickets and hotels are concerned, this is the way you do it. You buy a package, and it's a non-refundable package. Unless you buy the insurance package they offer you, like for $50 or whatever it is, unless you buy that package, you're screwed. You're out your airfare. You're out your hotel, the massage, the escort, all that kind of good stuff you prepaid for. It's done. No more. You're not getting your money back. So those people that aren't getting their money back, who were booked into Las Vegas, have now got to try to book themselves into Los Angeles. And, you know, the USC doesn't, their fan base isn't based in Las Vegas. I mean, I guess a good decent percentage of them are, but not as a whole. So most people come from abroad, around, I mean, other than Las Vegas. So they've got to go now to Los Angeles. What I'm trying to tell you is, This isn't a punch in the eye. This isn't a Three Stooges poke in the eye with two fingers from Dana White to the entire world. This is both middle fingers rolling it from Dana White, just rolling at you right now. Can you see Dana White doing this? Hey, screw you. Buy the pay-per-view, pal, okay? Buy the pay-per-view. Be a mark. If you buy the pay-per-view tonight, you are a mark. There are alternatives to buying the pay-per-view, and I might discuss that later in the show. But the bottom line is, if you buy this pay-per-view, you're a mark. You're a mark for the UFC. That and more after the break. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tower of Power, baby, saying you ought to be having fun.
The best things in life are free.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Our friends at Transatlantic Real Estate have created a unique investment opportunity that combines legal marijuana and crowdfunding. Now, after you let that sink in for a second, think about the growing momentum around legal marijuana in this country. It's been all over the ballot. If you are an investor, there has never been a better time to get in the game. However, as markets grow, so does the barrier to entry, which means it will take millions, if not billions, to invest, not to mention the risk of starting a new venture. That's what makes this opportunity so special. Transatlantic Real Estate is different. They buy land that supports marijuana grow operations and lease it to licensed, high-paying tenants. Did you get that? You're investing in the landlord of a licensed marijuana farm. The best part is, they're using crowdfunding to make it easy for the average person to get in before they take the company public. So, for a limited time, you can invest as little as $300 up to $10,000. To invest, go to marijuanastock.org. That's marijuanastock.org. Get in the game. Do it now.
I'm going to start with a couple of questions to John. How come this is the third time we're actually taking focus from the fighters and the fights and talking about what you have in your body, whether it's a picogram or a pictogram? Why have you tested now positive?
Next question, please. Thank
you. Oh, man, you got to be kidding me. What stones? What? How can I put this? That's chutzpah. That is actually chutzpah. You test positive like the third time. Not talking about the cocaine. Remember the cocaine when you tested positive for a blow that time? I didn't have a problem with that. Remember, I'm an ex-cop. I did not have a problem with him, John Jones, testing positive for cocaine because what he does in his own life is his own business. Okay, that's on to him. I don't care if it's illegal. That's what he does. He's not fighting, as far as I'm concerned, and the cocaine's not part of his training regimen as far as when he gets in the ring to perform or the octagon to perform. But steroids and performance-enhancing drugs, which I call Flintstone vitamins, they are. And this is crazy. And I really want to give props to Isabella Kostick, the reporter there, who just got in John Jones's face and wouldn't get out. And Jana White got on her case and said, I don't understand your question. Well, everybody else understood it. You heard people in the background. I don't think all those people were like assailing her. I think they were like giving her props because she was asking the question they all wanted to ask. They all want to know, John, why is this the third time we're discussing your having a banned substance in your, actually the fourth time, but the third time we're discussing you're having a banned substance in your body instead of the entire USC 232 card. And let me tell you, this is causing headaches for a lot of people. You know, the monstrous, right? I'm talking about Chris Cyborg Santos, the 145-pound world UFC champion. I told you how she comes down in weight from like 170, 175 pounds. It's ugly. The last 15 pounds, the last 10 pounds of Cyborg coming down in weight is ugly. I think there's some videotape of it on YouTube.com. It's one of the ugliest things I've ever seen in my life. I mean, it's yikes. And I've been around guys that have had to lose weight. I've had to lose a few pounds, but I've been around guys that had to lose weight. So, but never a chick. I've never seen somebody go to quite these extremes outside of Jorge Maromero Paez, and he was a former world featherweight champion out of Mexicali, Mexico, the IBF champion. But outside of him, I've never seen anybody go to such lengths to make weight as does Chris Cyborg Santos. So now they've got to change locations. They've got to take her from Las Vegas to L.A. And if you fly, you're going to pull in more water into your body. So they can't really fly. They've got to drive. So it's a 4.5 to 5 hour drive from Vegas to L.A. And then you've got to set up another hotel room. And she's losing weight all the time. So imagine this. She's going down the road spitting and doing whatever else she needs to do. I hope they gave her a mobile home and not a car, because let me tell you, there's things coming out of every orifice you can imagine when you're cutting weight in the manner in which she cuts weights. Sure, I take that back. Her, Maromero Paez, and maybe James Toney went to the extremes of enemas and all that kind of good stuff, too, and vacuums and that kind of good stuff to get down to weight to fight Roy Jones back, I believe, in 1993. But outside of those two guys, I can't think of anybody that strains harder to make weight than Chris Cyborg Santos. And they threw her training off. Of course, Amanda Nunes is upset. She's the woman that's about to get beat down from Chris Cyborg Santos. The only way Cyborg loses this fight is if somebody shoots her with a gun from like the fourth row, or she has problems making the weight. If she has problems making the weight, she won't be sharp. Her reflexes won't be there. Her speed won't be there. She will possibly be a sitting duck for Amanda Nunes in those shots from the outside, because that's Amanda's lone shot. Amanda's got, like Don King said, two chances, slim and none. And guess what? She's got one chance, and that is to knock Chris Cyborg Santos out from the outside with punches coming in. Outside of that, she doesn't have a prayer. This is just a payday. I kid you not. It's just a payday. Give her a lot of props. The world bantamweight champion, 135 pounds, stepping up to 145, but she's going to get drilled unless Cyborg Santos dies making the weight. So those are the two fights on the top of the card. John Jones, of course, and Alex Gustafson. We heard from both those guys a little bit earlier, and we'll talk about how you can watch it a little bit earlier in the show. But Cyborg Santos, Amanda Nunes, the third fight on the pay-per-view card, which starts at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time, is Carlos Condit versus Michael Chiesa. And Ira Latifi, a light heavyweight, is going to take on Corey Anderson. One more fight rounds out the pay-per-view end of this card. Chad Mendes versus Alexander Volkanovski. And those guys will be going at featherweight as well. So there's a featherweight, a light heavyweight bout, a welterweight bout, a women's featherweight title bout, and a light heavyweight title bout, a vacant title bout involving John the Cheater Jones. Okay, that's just the way I can say it. I can say that. He's been caught three times. I mean, he said it once, maybe it's a, you know, once, give him a pass. Twice, and can't give a pass twice. But three times, come on, man. Three tries, three strikes, and you are out. Anyway, if I was to watch this fight tonight, I would probably go to a pay-per-view, a sports bar, somewhere where they're showing the fight for free and watch it like that. Because I don't think I'd want to throw any money into the coffers of the UFC ever again. I think this is an atrocity that hasn't been seen in the world of combat sports in a long, long time. Listen, as I said, when the Nevada Athletic Commission is willing to walk away from millions and millions of dollars, and they're willing to tell people you've got to cancel this entire event and make people go elsewhere, it's not a mere technicality. It's not something, well, there's an oversight. You know, and they got a holiday going on there in Nevada. So, you know, it's a Christmas holiday, and they don't do things in Nevada around holidays. They could have an emergency meeting of the Nevada State Athletic Commission if they thought it was warranted. If they thought it was warranted, they would do so. Because Nevada, listen, say what you want about Nevada. It's money. Money prevails there. I told you about the time Oscar De La Hoya was fighting Bernard Hopkins for the World Middleweight Championship. Of course, Oscar, I couldn't believe Oscar was favored in that fight. Or not favored, but the odds were close. Anyway, Oscar De La Hoya, the moving up former junior lightweight champion, welterweight champion, of course, moving up to 160 pounds. He takes on Bernard Hopkins, and 2 days before the fight, they're unwrapping his hands, and they took a pair of scissors, and they cut a hole in his hand between his middle finger and his ring finger on his left hand. So they cut his hand up. He's left-handed. They had to put stitches in there, and 48 hours later, he fought. Should that fight have taken place? Oscar wasn't going to win anyway, but it probably shouldn't have taken place. But it did. It's all about the money in Nevada, man. They're all about the money. So for them to walk away from this entire card at the end of the year, 2 days before New Year's, that's going to be part of the Rosetta Stone, of course, for the Las Vegas casinos, the New Year's Eve weekend. And they're going to make some money, no doubt about it. But with Gustafson and Jones being tainted, I say don't buy this fight on pay-per-view. Don't buy it. You can watch it on Fox Sports 1. Of course, they got 1, 2, 3, 4. Cards on Fox Sports 1, four bouts on Fox Sports 1, Andre Arlovski and Walt Harris. No, not Walt Harris, the 95-year-old announcer that died a couple of months ago. Of course, he's an icon. We had him on the show in the past. God bless Walt Harris. But Walt Harris and Andre Arlovski. Andre Arlovski, the former one-time UFC heavyweight champion. Kat Zagano, the first openly gay fighter. Of course, she went on to get licked by, I'm just kidding, it's a play on words there, got licked by Ronda Rousey in 12 seconds. She's taking on Megan Anderson. Douglas Silva DeAndre taking on Peter Yan in a bantamweight bout. And BJ Penn, had him on the show so many times in the past, I had him on the show. Of course, he is the former lightweight champion, 155 pounds, now coming back to lightweight. But, man, he was really a featherweight. They didn't want him trained to make it down to 145, so he made it to 155, and he stayed there. He's like 45, 50 years old. Is he going to get hurt? I don't know how good Ryan Hall is, but the bottom line is BJ Penn has seen his better days, and those were like 10, maybe 15 years ago. There's also four fights on UFC Fight Pass if you've got the UFC Fight Pass. Now, to watch this card, as I said, I would go to the local sports bar, watch it on somebody's television that's going to pay the money. I wouldn't pay the money. In fact, I'd advise your friend to call the cable companies and say, you know what? I don't think I really want to cop to this tonight for $70. I feel like, you know, I'm getting something I really didn't buy. Because, you know, you may think this is really cool and it's got mystery and intrigue to it and things like that, but it's not cool if something happens. If something happens and Alex Gustafson gets hurt, okay? I mean, it can happen. This is combat sports. And if he were to get hurt and get hurt seriously, and John Jones had this steroid cloud going over him into the fight, don't you think that would play a role as far as the UFC legacy and as far as their longevity is concerned? Don't you think? I think so. Bottom line is the UFC needs to step up. They didn't step up. So what can I say? Got to let him go. Hopefully Bellator MMA, maybe UFC, what is it? Fight U1 or Fight 1, something like that, the ones out of Singapore. I think Misha Tate's thinking about fighting for them. But I'm telling you, there's other sanctioning bodies as far as MMA is concerned, and it's time to just let the UFC go. I hate to say that. It's time to let it go. Now, you can watch it. I've been heard, if you're a Russian, you can watch it in Russian or from Turkey. And if you're Turkey, you can go to VIPbox.tv and knock out all the little X's and that kind of good stuff, and you can watch it in Russian, that kind of good stuff. Of course, that's if you're in Russia. And I'm not sure if this website will show up in the United States, like firstrowsports.eu. That might show up in the United States, but I'm really talking about my friends abroad so they can watch this fight in Russian. Doesn't matter what you watch it in, you want to watch it. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk live worldwide, 35 years in the making.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, it's Ron Barr. The new year is almost here, so what's your New Year's resolution? Well, if you're planning to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. Right now, MyPillow's Christmas special has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, you'll find the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack. It includes free shipping. You heard me right, free shipping. And you also get their 60-day money-back guarantee that's been extended through March 1st. First, best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee, and a good night's sleep. What else do you need? So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Christmas special, and use promo code BARR, that's B-A-R-R. You'll get two premium MyPillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. Again, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Christmas special, and enter the promo code BARR. I have a MyPillow, and I love it. No neck or backache, just a nice, fitful sleep. So check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code BARR.
You always say, Muhammad, you're not the man you were 10 years ago, right?
Right.
Well, I'm going to ask your wife, are you the man you was last year?
You'll get a quick answer to that.
No. I will not go 10,000 miles from here to help murder and kill another poor people simply to continue the domination of white slave masters over the darker people of the earth.
The great one. Of course, Muhammad Ali, what can I say, man? Nobody tells it like it is like Ali. I mean, when he was faced against, when he was faced up against the strongest force in the world, the United States government, he stood there and they punched at him and they punched at him and they knocked him down several times. But guess what? He got up and in the end, he prevailed, just like he said, you know. I'm Muhammad Ali. If I was Cassius Clay, I wouldn't be the fighter, wouldn't be the person I was as Muhammad Ali. I'll talk about it in depth some other time. Bottom line, it's time to talk a little boxing. Of course, this is your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, the 19th of January, I'm looking forward to that. Why? Because Manny Pacquiao, another guy that's been rumored to have Flintstone vitamin usage in his past, taking on, of course, Adrian Broner. Adrian Broner has a bench warrant out for his arrest, supposedly in Florida. Nothing new for Adrian. That's why they call him the problem. Adrian the problem Broner, because he's got his issues with the law. He's a kid from the hood, but he's a personality, and boxing needs personalities. I mean, Manny's a good guy here. Manny's like the good guy, like the Vern Gagne, like good guy. Golly gee, was all-American good guy. Really wasn't really that good. Anyway, that's what they're portraying him as. And, you know, of course, Adrian Broner is going to be the problem, the heel, the bad guy, just like professional wrestling, the bad guy. Anyway, more props to these guys as they get down on the 19th, of course, from Las Vegas. A mega fight, no doubt about that, of course, because if Manny Pacquiao can't prevail here, it's time for Manny to just walk away. It's time to say no. You know what? They're fighting for Manny's WBA 147-pound belt. Manny doesn't belong being at 147, but in the same light, neither does Adrian Broner. Broner's probably a lightweight, a fat lightweight that can't make 135 or doesn't want to make 135. I think he was a former WBC title holder at 135 pounds, now fighting at 147. Is he focused? I don't know. He's always chubby, man. He looked slim at one point in time, but now he doesn't look all that focused, especially with a bench warrant and things like that out for him. Anyway, Manny Pacquiao and Adrian Broner are going to do battle on the 19th, of course, in Las Vegas, part of that big, big mega card. There's 3, 4, 5 fights on the card. We'll talk about that as it approaches. Now, some other fights on the zone, baby. The zone's coming back. Of course, the 18th of the month, Demetrius Andrade, the current WBO 160-pound champion, the World Boxing Organization 160-pound champion, Demetrius Andrade taking on Artur Akhovov. This is going to be a mega fight. A mega fight, I mean 160 pounds, because the winner here steps up and basically is in a league with Canelo or Triple G or something like that. Andrade's got to make a move here. Arkov's got to make a move here. Somebody's got to make a move here. If they don't make a move, what can I say? They'll be, you know, second-tier guys from that point forward. Also on the 18th, Jorge Linares, a former champion, taking on Pablo Cesar Cano. That looks like a fight between two has-beens. Amanda Serrano, the WBO 115 pounds. Wasn't she the 140-pound champion? Didn't I just see her at the World Boxing Organization convention a few weeks ago in Panama? And she was like, I think she was, they recognized her as the super champion, 135, 140 pounds. Now she's going down to 115. What's she cutting off an arm, a leg? Anyway, that's on the zone coming to you from Madison Square Garden, of course, the MSG, the Mecca of boxing, no doubt about that. Speaking of Mecca of boxing, is there really a Mecca anymore? The Garden, of course, they pack a good crowd there, but is it Barclays Arena? Of course, the Barclays Center, which now is the home of the Brooklyn Nets in Brooklyn, New York. Is that really taken over as the number one East Coast venue for boxing? Of course, it has with Al Haymon, and Al Haymon controls a lot of fighters like Earl Spence and Mikey Garcia. Those are two guys that are probably in the top 10 pound for pound. Of course, Garcia going to take on Spence it's a fight that makes me just cringe. When I say cringe, the reason why I cringe is that you're going from 135 to 147 pounds and you're fighting guys that are just way, 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 way too big. Way too big. Okay? And when you fight guys that are too big, what you have is you have size issues and you get beat down. And you don't want to be going into a fight with a size disadvantage. You just don't want to. That's why when I fought at 139 pounds, I was a big 139-pounder. When I fought at 147, I was a small 147-pounder. Anyway, the world of boxing, of course, surrounds itself now in the world of apps. Terrence Crawford going to take on Amir Khan. Of course, Amir Khan, the former champion, I believe at 140 and 147, or he held the title for a minute at 140. And, of course, that was the IBF belt. Anyway, he held a fraction of the title. He's a stud as an amateur. Amir Khan was thinkingly, when you looked at him on paper, wow, man, how did he lose in the was it 2006 or 2004 Olympics? How did he lose in the 2004 Olympics? Anyway, he did, but he's been around that long. He's long in the tooth, and he gets knocked out quite often. In fact, when he loses, he gets knocked out. And now he's going to take on Terrence Crawford. Terrence Crawford, of course, fighting on the ESPN Plus app. If you want to watch Crawford, you watch him on the ESPN Plus app. If you want to watch Canelo, you watch DAZN, The Zone. Canelo's, I'm going to say, the biggest star in boxing, no doubt about that, signing that $370 million contract, and it was a big mega contract. I mean, wow. Never been a bigger contract in all the world of sports. Never has, okay? He's on his way to becoming maybe boxing's first billionaire. Floyd Mayweather screaming all about it. Of course, talking about wanting to get back in the game. Going to challenge the winner of the Manny Pacquiao, Adrian Broner fight. Of course, he's always had a fantasy in fighting Broner, has Floyd Mayweather. Even the age of, how old is Floyd now? 55 years old? Pretty close to. He's like 41, 42. But he wants to fight again. He can't get away from him. He can't get it out of his blood. And Broner thinks it's an easy fight because Broner doesn't prepare. He thinks Broner will come in half-assed and he'll be able to box his way around Broner. Of course, they had this fight signed a couple of different times. It never took place. But if Broner were to beat Pacquiao, that fight will probably happen. If Pacquiao wins, Pacquiao and Mayweather, of course, Pacquiao in the driver's seat now, at least he thinks, with a money fight with Mayweather, money Mayweather. We'll see if that happens. But that'll boil down to egos because, you know, there's some guys that just won't come out of retirement and won't fight anymore for money. Juan Manuel Marquez, they offered him $50 million. Then somebody came out and said they offered him closer to $100 million. $100 million to come back and fight Manny Pacquiao in the fourth time after knocking Pacquiao out the third fight. Wasn't going to do it. He wouldn't sell his soul. A man of principles wouldn't sell his soul. Few of those guys in the world at large, let alone the world of combat sports. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of combat sports, boxing, MMA. Of course, we come to you each and every Saturday and Sunday. Saturday and Sunday, of course, Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network for an hour. And then the Sunday show, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right on as well on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, that goes for 2 hours. We try to do an hour of boxing and an hour of MMA, but it gets all jumbled together. It's just one big stew, a boxing, combat sports, stew. Guess what? The Philippines, they got things happening as far as their champion is concerned at 115 pounds. Talk about Donnie Nieto's pretty good fighter taking on China's Kazuto Aoka. Take that back. He's from Japan. They'll be duking it out, though, in Macau at the Wynn Palace in Macau. Man, I think about Macau and I say to myself, you know, I was there when there was just a few casinos and there was like, they had the, oh, I can't think of the name of it right now, but they had this one casino in the center of town, and it had a bunch of glass windows around it. They called it the something house. Anyway, it was a house. How did I know? Because they said, you want the special tour? I said, yeah, I want the special tour. So they took me down a hallway, and they opened the door went, the door buzzed and opened up, and we went in. And then there was like a series of windows, like four or five windows, these big, long plate glass windows, and I'm saying to myself, what's going on? Where are we going? You know, I'm saying to myself, you know, let's go along for the ride. Anyway, the curtain, the windows pop open, and there's all these chicks sitting there. There's about 70 chicks sitting there. I kid you not, more than 50. They all got numbers on. Numbers like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Anyway, they were ladies of the night. That's the best way I could put it to you. But I was blown away by that hotel. And, of course, do you want the VIP treatment? Yeah, okay, give me the VIP tour. Anyway, that's the way it was in Macau. Of course, that was because before big-time gambling and Wynn and some of these Las Vegas entities went over there, it was all China then. It was they were all Chinese entities. Of course, some people from Hong Kong had interest there. But for the most part, the Americans weren't involved. Now the Americans are up to their eyeballs as far as Chinese gambling is concerned. Of course, they got Wynn, Mr. Steve Wynn. Hey, got to give Steve some props, of course. Remember what he did? He brought us Buster Douglas and Evander Holyfield. He decided he would bid all kinds of money for that fight, like $35 million, and Buster got like $25 million. And then Buster laid down like a dog. Ow, ow, ow. Yeah, Buster was barking, covered his eyes up, didn't want his eyes being bothered by the light as he was laying there on the canvas, taking that bit of a dive. It was a bit of a dive. I love Buster, but that was a bit of a dive that night. Anyway, Holyfield becoming the heavyweight champion, Mike Tyson about to go to jail, all kinds of crazy things happening back then in the heavyweight division. But Mike Tyson, he's rebounded. I mean, he's turned his life around. People say, you know, maybe it was the pigeons. That wasn't the pigeons. Mike's got a good wife. She's a professional lady. She's a doctor. I mean, I think it was his daughter. His daughter died when she sort of strangled herself with a running machine. You know, those exercise machines that go round and round as far as the conveyor belt's concerned. Well, somehow the conveyor belt caught her up in that, I think, and one of his kids died a couple years ago. So Mike, since then, has been pretty well grounded, pretty well rooted. You got to give him some props. I mean, you know, we've heard him on this show saying how tough it is to be Mike Tyson. It was tough to be Mike Tyson. I was around him both as an amateur and a professional, and I got to tell you, man, it was a tough life. Everybody wanted a piece of you. I remember when he got out of jail, he's staying at Don King's house in Las Vegas. Don King had the 702-893 number. Anyway, so I'm talking to him. We're talking back and forth on the phone. Like, he just got out of jail like 2-3 days ago. So Mike Tyson and I are talking probably for about 2-3 weeks to a month. And he starts getting his focus back. He's going to train. He's going to get together. He's going to come back. And his first comeback fight, of course, is going to be against the Pizza Kid. You know, a little bit of a circus type of fight. But then afterwards, the Holyfield fight, of course, getting exposed as a bully, that was tough. That was real tough for Mike Tyson. And the fact that he came back from that, I mean, because, you know, some guys don't take humiliation well. They don't. Suicide, lots of things happen, okay? But Mike, after the death of his daughter, okay, he got himself together. And you know what? I give him all kinds of props. I think he is, I'm going to say, the most exciting fighter of the past 25 years. I mean, how can you say anybody has been even slightly more exciting than Mike Tyson? I mean, think about that. The bottom line is nobody's been as exciting as Mike Tyson when the heavyweights are concerned. Lennox Lewis, of course, beat him. He was the heir apparent to Mike Tyson. But, you know, much like Larry Holmes beating Muhammad Ali, it wasn't the same because you're beating an old guy. When you beat an old guy, going to say, like a car, got too many miles on a car, shoes got too many miles on the shoes, you can resole it, but it's not the same. It's not new anymore. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of combat sports, coming to you live Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
Knocking out all bums on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You know it. That's why you're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide, folks. Often imitated, but get this, never duplicated. 35 years now on the radio, I am, without a doubt, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio world. Speaking of heavyweight champions, of course, Dennis, take that back. Wow. Anthony Joshua, the current world champion, of course, Deontay Wilder, another champion, and of course, Tyson Fury, the third champion in the bunch. Of course, the three-man mix there for the world heavyweight title. Looks like Fury and Wilder are going to do it again. They haven't announced a date, but the WBC is mandating a rematch. They've got to do that first, of course. But Anthony Joshua could probably make a lot of money with Tyson Fury right now or Deontay Wilder more than they can make fighting each other. Why do I say that? Because he can sell 90,000 seats in Wales or wherever they want to, Wembley Stadium, wherever he wants to go in the UK, he can sell 90,000 seats. How many people you know can sell 90,000 seats? Elvis couldn't sell 90,000 seats. I kid you. Elvis couldn't do that. But yet, Anthony Joshua, the Elvis of boxing right now, the undefeated champion, of course, 2012 Olympic gold medals, the stud of 212 at heavyweight, Hector Martinez, Duran's former manager, the two-time amateur champion. He thinks Joshua's the best. He says that Joshua throws the best. He's got the best composure. He's got a chin. He can get up off the ground after getting clocked by a good shot. You know, he thinks that Joshua, pound for pound, is a better heavyweight. I think he's right. I think Deontay Wilder is nothing more than a well-conditioned street fighter. We talked about this on the air many, many times, and most recently, a few weeks ago, we tried to pose the question to Larry Merchant. There aren't most guys today just more or less conditioned street fighters instead of conditioned boxers. And Larry said, well, you know, boxers per se really don't entertain sometimes. Like, I think he was trying to allude to guys like Guillermo Rigonau, but then were guys like Pernell Whitaker, of course, Sweet Pea, the 1984 Olympic gold medalist, of course. Man, he was a stud, no doubt about it. Out of Virginia, was he Virginia? I think it was Virginia. Anyway, lightweight champion, welterweight champion, had that fight with Julio Cesar Chavez where he schooled Chavez. Pee Wee Whitaker, he schooled Pernell. He schooled Julio Cesar Chavez. I think the fight took place in Texas, and it was 12 rounds. And I was watching with the Hall of Famer, the NFL Hall of Famer. They call him Assassin. Talk about Jack Tatum, number 32 of the Oakland Raiders. So he and I are Ricky Sports Theater in San Leandro, California, watching this fight. So, I mean, Chavez is getting beaten up so bad. I mean, not beaten up, but getting outboxed so one-sided that when it came time to pay off for the bets, we're in the 11th round. So I just gave, I gave Jack my $25. Okay, so when they came back and the fight was a draw, I got my money. I had the audacity and the chutzpah to go back to Jack Tatum and ask for a refund. And he gave it to me because it was a draw. But the bottom line was, you know, Pernell Whitaker won that night. The judges didn't give it to him. That's a shame. Chavez had those judges in his pocket. Of course, the WBC judges always have sided with the Mexican champion to talk about Julio Cesar Chavez. Great fighter? Yes. What can I say? His son? Not so great. You are tuned to Ring Talk. Can I say 35 years now? You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. As I said, the 31st, there's a fight coming to you from the Wynn Palace in Macau. You can check that out on the internet. There's a fight coming to you today. Take that back to 30th from Tokyo, Japan, a WBO junior lightweight bout. Masuki Ito taking on Eugene Chukubov. These Russians are getting it on. Kenshiro and Saul Baby Juarez going to hook it up in a WBC junior flyweight bout. It's 108 pounds. Bottom line is, there's boxing on the internet. Check it out. Go to Google.com and check things out, baby. You can get around the world. If you know how to surf the web, you can watch boxing and watch it pretty inexpensive. As far as tonight's concerned and the UFC, good luck on that. UFC 232, don't buy it.